You are all friends of ours. Marvin, oh my God, that is comical. The Night Shift.
Stellar.
This is the Night Shift. The Cash Considerations, CC in 20. I'm Dave Sherapin, a sportsbook consigliere at Sports BK Consig. And my friend, the executive producer, the co-host of the show, the man who's spinning these songs on the wheels of steel, Dan Alexander, at Newbie Talks. Noobs, that's a good one, isn't it?
It's a great one. People forget about the Commodores, man. Like, the Commodores weren't just Lionel Richie. They got some good hits, man. I love me some Commodores. But, Dave, of course, here, Monday show, we have to announce that this is going to be our final Cash Considerations show ever. We're shutting it down. It's over. It's done. Just kidding, motherfuckers. April Fools, we got you. We're going to be here. We're always going to be here because you are a friend of mine, baby. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Plus, we ain't got nowhere else to go right now.
That's true. That's true. that's probably the bigger part of the equation. But you know who probably will not be here because he is not a friend of anyone is the tribal chief.
That's true. Yeah. He's not. He doesn't really make nobody's friends.
He only makes enemies.
Does. He likes it too. He's in this evil. He's like in the dark side.
It's starting to get concerning, honestly.
Right? Why you got to be so angry? Why do you not like people all the time? You can't help that the Knicks lost.
They suck.
It's just fine.
They're going to do fine. They're going to make the playoffs, and then they're going to break his heart, and then he's going to be like, Jets season is coming. They got us on Reddick. He comes to Jets, baby. He comes to Jets. And then once the Jets completely blow it, don't forget about them Yankees. Yankees 3-0.
They're 4-0, Noobs. They're 4-0.
They're the best. They're the best team in baseball. They're the best team that's ever been assembled ever in any sport until they're not. And then Yanisi will get excited for football season.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best team in baseball right now is the Pirates. That's
Buccos.
Buccos, yeah. Sweep Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins, whatever you want to call them. First time they had a 4-game road sweep to open the season since 1903. The result of that season back in 1903 was they lost the World Series to the Boston Red Stockings.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
They weren't even socks at that point.
Nope. Hadn't shortened it yet.
No, they were still knee high. Now they're more like ankle cut.
When you wore socks, even as a kid, did you wear them knee high? Did you go through the knee high stage?
No, I was never. I mean, for football, yeah, we would go knee high.
Right.
But then I moved it on down the leg. I was like the mid calf kind of guy because I have pretty nice calves, Dave. That's something you and I share. We do share spirits.
We got the best legs.
Yeah.
I mean, I had hair back in the day.
Yeah, we got like solid ham hocks. So I didn't want to cover those with the knee-high socks. So I would go with the mid-calves. Now I'm a no-show guy. You know, I let the whole leg out because you got to give the people what they want, you know?
Well, listen, West Coast, it's no-show.
That's what I mean. It's skies out and thighs are out. So, you know, I get the skies out and then the thighs come out. You got to give the people what they want.
Have you gone shorter on the shorts?
Oh, shorts. Like, the shorts are a bent leg away from a ball popping out, Dave. They're like 1970s style short shorts. I mean, they're a slipped leg away from a wardrobe malfunction.
That's no good.
That's why I need sacks. That's why I need sacks. The ballpark pouch helps me.
What a great job dropping in the read. The Saks ballpark pouch underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. You need that. Listen, I can't believe it. So when I was a kid, the shorts were short. This is what people did. When the Fab Five came about, it was like, yes, give me some baggy shorts. Let them things hang.
Yeah.
But you've gone California?
It's back. I was always a short guy. Chubbies might be a future sponsor of the show. I always rock my Chubbies gear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all about the Chubbies, man.
It's true. It is about the Chubbies. That's good. Okay. Well, I don't know how much baseball you paid attention to over the weekend. We might as well get the baseball portion out of the way. The Pirates did sweep the Marlins. The Yankees did sweep the Astros. The Brewers swept the Mets.
Yep.
The Tigers swept the White Sox. That's the only teams that, swept it that haven't lost yet. So
yeah,
that's interesting.
The Phillies are back. They looked like they were in midseason form throughout the week. That was good to see that they were back, man.
They won one game against the Braves.
Yeah,
and listen, these are your people. These are brethren, as you said. But the Philly fans overreact. Like everybody calmed down.
They're losing their minds. It's funny. It's like the antithesis of the Yankees fans. You know what I mean? Like the Yankees, they're not going to lose a game, but the Phillies fans, they're like, we're not going to win a game, even though. There's going to be a part of the season that it completely flips where the Yankees cannot buy a win and the Phillies cannot lose. Like, that will happen in the baseball season. And it might happen concurrently. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
That's baseball.
It's just one of those things where you got to kind of just chill. Like, a lot of people are looking to bet baseball, dive in. I tell people all the time, ease into it.
Dogs early in the season. That's the one bet I gave out last week. It was when the Red Sox were playing the Mariners. It's like, why were we almost getting 2-1? You know what I mean? Like, that's what you bet.
They won.
Right now. Yeah, they won outright.
The Red Sox won.
That's what I mean. So, like, that's, in my opinion, how you bet baseball early on. You do that, and, Dave, I don't know if you noticed this, totals over. I mean, anecdotal more than anything, but seems like the balls are carrying this year. The balls change every year, and I had people who were down at spring training that was telling me, balls, they look like they're floating a little bit. So far, overs have been some good bets.
What voice was that? Where was that guy from?
Balls are floating a little bit.
a lot of ball talk today on the Monday edition.
April Fool's Day just has balls on the brain, apparently.
Texas is playing Tampa today. Dunning is plus money. That's a decent play. Oakland at home against Boston, plus a run and a half. That's gotta be a play. Cleveland, Seattle, dead ass under. You'll hear me say that every once in a while. I don't know if Detroit loses at the Mets or the Yankees lose at Arizona. Both of the New York teams don't win. I don't think that's where I'm at.
I like that. And I also think because Yanitzi's not here, I'll give what Yanitzi would tell us to bet. He would say something about Soto shuffle. A lot of people are going to be looking for Soto to maybe go yard on his boy Ryan Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ain't going yard, but he is hitting an RBI, and you can get it at plus money. Juan Soto, RBI, yes, plus 150. That's the bet for me. Juan Soto, RBI, yes, plus 150.
RBI props?
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
There you go.
This is putting you on the night shift, okay?
The total opened at 10, Dave. There's going to be runs in that game.
Yeah.
You're telling me there's going to be 10 runs and Juan Soto ain't going to pop a little ribby? I don't see that happening. Give me that plus money on one ribby. You just got to hit one in. He had the game winner last night.
He did. I know. Do you like that shuffle? Do you like that thing that he does?
I mean, I would if he was on my team.
I guess.
You know what I mean? It looks kind of corny in pinstripes, but it would look good in red pinstripes. That's the way that I look at it. Yeah. If he was wearing red pinstripes, I would probably like it.
Fair.
You know? He's a fucking good player, dude. Like, that's, you know, that
he is.
That's one thing that, like, when Yankees fans were strutting their stuff, like, you can't really... Well, you're going to shit on a Juan Soto signing? You can't.
That's fine. All right. That's enough. That's the baseball portion of the show. Let's get that out of the way. Let's pivot over to basketball quickly. Did you see what happened on the weekend? I mean, the Zach Edey and Connect matchup, Purdue-Tennessee, was so much fun.
It was a good game.
A great basketball game.
It was a great game.
Back and forth, multiple opportunities to bet each side, plus. And it came down in the last 5 minutes, and I still don't know who was going to win. I felt like Purdue was going to win, and they did win. The spreads for the games, and we'll let it marinate all week, but we got a couple gigantic spreads. UConn is a gigantic number over Alabama. 12.
Yeah.
11 and a half.
I mean...
What the What? I mean, if this is a semifinal game.
I know, but if you it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, well, UConn, dude, a 30-0 run? A 30-0 run? Like, that doesn't happen. Listen,
you called a lot of basketball games. Yeah.
I never called games. A 30-0
run. You ever seen a 30-0
run? No, dude, like 30-0 runs don't even happen when like the varsity team plays against the eighth grade team. You know what I mean? Like at some point they feel never. Bad. You know what I mean? Like that, like a 30-0 run is maybe one of the most demoralizing things I've seen in sports in recent history. Like that's where you're literally just like, what are we doing on the court with these guys? 30-0 run, Dave? Like yeah. One basket has to, you have to get fouled and at least trickle something in. 30-0.
You would think so. At some point.
It's UConn and it's Purdue, right? I mean, the only thing that could spoil it is if NC State stays rolling, but I mean, I feel like it's just that Edie equalizer, man.
Yeah.
And when the refs don't call any fouls against Edie,
I mean, the guy looks like he's playing with kids.
Yeah.
He's that much bigger. If they don't have somebody to just come close to bodying him up, I don't know.
NC State's going to be the public dog of the century.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? It is.
And UConn's going to be the public favorite of the decade.
Yep, it is.
So
it is.
I'm not betting either of the games.
I don't think so. We got time to we'll worry about it. We'll talk all week and see if anybody comes at us. You can email newbie, newbietalks@gmail.com. You can email me, sportsbkconsig@gmail.com. We're also, you guys that have left reviews are entered by the end of this week. If you leave a review, tell someone to leave a review, I'm going to personally get you a future ticket on your choice of something. So make sure that you leave the review and email us so we have your information because I want you to get the ticket. I don't know how to do it otherwise, but we really appreciate you guys. We got 6 reviews last week. That was fantastic. Appreciate you guys listening to the show.
Love
new
y'all.
To the show. Yeah, it was awesome. NBA tonight, noobs, is caca. It looks,
it's been.
I mean, there's a lot of shit today.
I mean, I honestly sometimes forget that the NBA is a thing with all this stuff going on. I'll be honest, like the games have been pee-pee-poo-poo caca.
Oh, quick scan of the board, Brooklyn, Indiana. I guess over? I don't know.
Yeah.
Boston, Charlotte, 17.5, 18 for a spread in a basketball game. P. Rolt liked over on Bostonia versus the book. The line moved to 216.5 last night. It's 220 right now. Maybe that's the steam. Memphis, Detroit. I mean, even Klarchek don't want that. Detroit's favored by 2.
No.
Daniel G., you guys from Detroit, you like this game? You listen to this game?
Good luck.
I don't know. I don't even know what to do. Atlanta, Chicago, another trash game, 2. Trash teams. The game of the night is on the night shift. Phoenix is playing at the Pelicans.
Yep.
There's been a move to the Pels. I like the Pels. These teams are battling for position in the play-in. It's an interesting basketball game. I think another under, but just putting it out there. That's where I'm at.
Our basketball run came to an end. Not cashing in on the plays, but our Terrence Mann prop, where we were just betting him over a 3-pointer.
You slid that in late on the show last
week. And it cashed again. And it was, you know, we were getting like great prices on it. Now that the Terrence Mann run is officially done. I wouldn't say stop betting it, but I'm done betting it. It's not quite fade yet, but he's now -200 to hit a 3. When we started this, Dave, he was plus money. So we rode the wave. We cashed in on Terrence Mann all that we can. The field of dreams is done. We have to find another guy who's hitting 3s.
Which one of these guys that are listening to the show work in a risk room? They've completely moved it from plus money to -200?
-200.
What are you doing?
I mean, it's like how quick these lacrosse plays move, man. It's unreal. God.
You called it, by the way, yesterday.
Sunday, oh, yeah. I told you, Maryland outright. And what do? Said, they go to state college. They were getting to. I said, leave the points at the door. Maryland wins. I told you the other bet was don't even watch it. Just bet it and forget it. Lindenwood getting the 11.5. Think they ended up losing by 7. Never in doubt. Every number cashes. The Lax run has just been stellar, Dave. I mean, this is unheard of.
This is what we do. No, these are only available here. This is the key. Well, nobody's, you know.
And they move every time. So people are listening to this show and betting them. Because I'm not betting, you know, 10 dimes moving the line.
No, hell no. But it's working. It's good. Like, people are starting to find out about the Lax. We're going to do some more with the Lax. This is good.
Oh, yes. You might have a little something in the mail with the Lax. We'll see. We'll see. Oh,
man. We'll see. I can't wait. People keep stopping me. I got a new hat here, there, whatever, for baseball. Something pops up on the feed. And they go, where'd you get that hat? I'll tell you where I got it when I get them. I can't tell you right now, but the Lax merch, top notch. Good stuff. Any plays on the Lax today? Nothing, right?
So it's funny. I have a little like group chat with what we do with Bet on Lacrosse, and I said, guys, this number is wrong. Denver was 10-point favorites over St. John's. Dave, we talked about it not even an hour and a half ago, and on DraftKings, the only place that had it up, 8.5 is the number now. Went from 10 to 8.5 in a matter of 60 minutes.
Do you have a mole in the chat, do you think?
No. I just think when we just like spray the board, and then it's, you know, five bets all coming in from five different accounts that, you know, all win in lacrosse, and then they're just like, fuck. And then when I was like, it's still worth it at 9.5, probably people bet it again, and then fuck. But it's not like one of those Discord channels. So they're not getting smacked with like 100 bets. This is like 3 to 4 guys that are probably betting it, but we are the respected sharp lacrosse money. All right. But yeah, 10 to 8.5. I think it's still worth a sprinkle at 8.5, but it's a light lacrosse week this week.
All right. Good to know.
There's Syracuse and Cornell tomorrow. Eileen laying the 2.5 with Syracuse. They're just fucking rolling, but not a play for me. That's tomorrow. It goes at 7 o'clock tomorrow, so I'll confirm if we have a play in that one, but leaning with Cuse.
All right. That's good. We need that. We need a little lax in the life.
You gotta relax.
Hockey. I'm gonna run a board real quick. Islanders Flyers just probably played it over. I'm not sure about the game. Florida's beating Toronto. Detroit's playing themselves out of a playoff spot. Tampa in regulation. The Penguins got no shot to beat the Rangers tonight. Colorado and Columbus, I want nothing to do with. LA Kings and Winnipeg under, Edmonton, St. Louis, who knows? I don't think the only way to play that is Edmonton in regulation. Seattle and San Jose is a tough game. That's all I got for the hockey. I don't really love anything. Uh-uh. I was waiting for Yanitsi to come in and say, you see the blue shirts?
Yeah, what about the blue shirts? They are winning tonight, though, for what it's worth.
They are.
I mean, they're going to win, and like you said, Edmonton's going to win, which is why we're splicing those together plus 127.
Fine. Real quick, you see, I don't know if you saw it last week on Friday, but Louis Gossett Jr. passed away. Hmm. Did you ever see the movie Digstown?
No. Digstown?
Oh, my God.
I'll look into it.
You're a movie guy.
I am.
I need you to take some time, watch the movie Digstown. Louis Gossett Jr. For all the kids that don't know, this is Dave's movie review of the day. Digstown is an all-time classic. Top 10 sports movie of all time.
Ooh.
I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to tell you too much about it.
The hustle, the muscle, the scam.
It's a gambling movie.
Ooh.
It's a sports movie. Mm. Fisticuffs, Digstown, Honey Roy Palmer. An all-time performance from one of the greats of all time, Louis Gossett Jr. God rest him, his soul. Rest in peace, brother. Look up. Yes, Louis Gossett Jr. All right, Noobs. What's for dinner tonight? What are you making?
Last night I made some nice ham steaks for a little Easter action. So we had a little ham steak action, crushed potatoes. I think we're going to go light today. I think we're doing a little shrimp and rice tonight. Keep it light.
Well, hopefully everybody enjoys the night shift this evening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for subscribing to the CCN 20. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapin. Yanitsi, no caches again. Send us home, noobs.
Sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds. I still can hear him say,